turn this on in my own. All right, we're on. If you have your Bibles this morning, go ahead and turn over to 2 Corinthians. I want to read here for a minute. And y'all can stay put just for a second. And I'll let you sit down. And maybe like 5 minutes, I'll let you sit down. You can sit down just for a second. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 says, "For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not good, which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord." Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the things that you want for us, and all the things that you desire can only be accomplished by you. And all we have to bring is our will. All we have to bring is our volition. And all the rest, we are dependent upon you. For the grace-driven effort and the work that we put forth is from your motivation by your Spirit within us. There has to be a choice, and there has to be a move taken on our part in your direction. And admission that we actually want you. And then everything else you say you will do. And so, dependent upon you, Lord, we ask that you would do these things. And that through your kindness, you would show us the lack in our hearts that would drive us to a place where we desire you more and more and more. Only you can help us. Only you can. And we ask in Jesus' name for this and more. Amen. Amen. Elkin, be seated now if you want to make your way to your chosen spot. I do want to try to make this somewhat brief this morning. This is going, just so you know. I try. We'll see how it goes. But if you have your place there in 1 Corinthians, just go ahead and leave it right there. I need to, I'm going to reposition here just a little bit because we can. So how about that? You might have to just turn a little bit more. I'll leave the aisle clear in case you'll have to get up and run to the restroom or something, but how's that? And I got this, just so you know, we're working on it. We're working on it. You know, I say this a lot, you've probably heard this before, but Paul writes to the churches. You know, the churches he's writing to are people who have what? Already heard the gospel, right? People who have already accepted Jesus. He's writing to churches, right? You realize the majority, like the New Testament was written to people of God, right? Most of it was written to people who had already made the choice to make Jesus their Savior, right? Most of it. Not all of it, most of it. I mean, the Gospels, they write those so we could know who Jesus is and the world could see and we could learn. And the Holy Spirit, through that, could teach our hearts, right? Well, most of the books Paul writes are all written to already believing peoples. He preaches the gospel